Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is pleasant, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, creating a perfect day for outdoor activities. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler with a gentle breeze, making it a lovely afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, coming in now, Turkey seeks an international arrest warrant for Netanyahu over genocide, according to a minister. Ynet reports Ankara has asked Interpol to issue a wanted person alert. Also, earlier this hour, a clash erupted between Palestinians and a Jewish West Bank settler group during an unapproved hike. The Jerusalem Post cites a security source saying the group didn't have IDF approval to enter the area. Also this hour, earlier today, Syria's precarious balancing act involves Iran, Turkey, and the Israeli calculus. JNS explains that Damascus's campaign against Iranian arms routes offers Israel a strategic opening. Separately, right-wing activists were attacked with stones and responded with gunfire, resulting in one Palestinian killed. Mariv reports this happened during an uncoordinated trip. And finally, in earlier reporting from I-24 News, the father of the Dizengoff Street terrorist was killed during an IDF operation in Jenin. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global, writing earlier today, argues that diplomatic fantasies about a political Hamas ignore the group's violent history and intentions. Gabe Draws, a commentator, reflected on a striking historical parallel, saying it's amazing to see events from 49 years ago resemble today's situation. Ihab Hassan, an observer, noted earlier today that after setting a quarry on fire, settler attackers left hateful graffiti behind. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Turkey's bold move. According to Ynet, Turkey's request to Interpol for an alert against Netanyahu is over allegations of genocide and crimes against humanity. This diplomatic escalation stems from Ankara's increasing criticism of Israeli policies. The implications could further strain Israel-Turkey relations, impacting regional diplomacy. Turning to the West Bank, the clash reported by the Jerusalem Post involved settlers hiking without IDF approval, leading to tensions with Palestinians. Army Radio's source suggests this incident could heighten security concerns and increase scrutiny over unapproved settler activities. Such events risk igniting broader confrontations in the area. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Syria's strategic positioning. Damascus continues to target Iranian arms routes, providing Israel with potential leverage. As Syria balances between Iran and Turkey, Israel may find opportunities to strengthen its regional stance. However, the fragile situation could quickly destabilize. On the incident involving right-wing activists, Mariv details that the altercation began with stone throwing, escalating to gunfire. The event underscores the volatility in the region and the dangers of uncoordinated excursions. Such incidents could provoke further violence and international criticism. And in Jenin, I-24 News reports that the father of the Dizengoff Street terrorist was killed during an IDF operation. This operation marks another chapter in Israel's ongoing counterterrorism efforts. The situation remains tense, impacting both local security and broader counterterrorism strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel is expanding its aerial refueling capabilities, as reported by Tech. The country has acquired the second of six Boeing KC-46 tankers, enhancing its long-range air operations. This upgrade is part of a broader effort to maintain a strategic edge in aerial capabilities. Separately, Walla Business reports on a lawsuit involving the chef of the Vong restaurant in Tel Aviv. The chef alleges exploitation, citing long working hours without proper compensation. This case highlights ongoing labor rights challenges within Israel's hospitality sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Gett is expanding its services internationally. The new platform allows Israelis to pay in shekels while traveling abroad, enhancing convenience for users. This move positions Gett to better compete in the global ride-sharing market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.